You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right. Thank you, Oswald, for bringing us in on a Friday morning. Christy Simone, Notorious ESQ.
Good morning. Feeling extra notorious today.
I like that.
I'm feeling ex post facto notorious.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of words in about a 2 second span there. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. I got my new coffee cup here. Wendell and Colleen gave it to me as my, when they first, I saw the box and it said it's like breakable. I said, is this a Philippon from Chuck?
He's going to get it to you one way or another, Christopher.
One way or another. It says, my level of sarcasm depends on your level of stupidity. So there's a little truth in there. We got watch your phones there, Matthew. We're gonna do a little impromptu-ness coming up in the next 2 minutes. So I want to start off your day with some not so great news. Which it sucks. I came in with such good energy here with Expo Facto guy over there. We are got to reschedule our happy hour. Now, Matt, I saw you slump the shoulders. They're going to slump even more when I tell you why. So, sad to say, some jackass.
Is this the fire?
Yes, broke into Que Bonita and vandalized, started a fire, kicked on sprinklers, all of this other jazz.
So it looked like it was at the drug rehab or whatever it is, residential, used to be a hotel next door.
Used to be the Ramada Foothills.
It was actually at
Que Bonita.
Oh, good Lord.
So I've seen pictures of where you can see the sky through the ceiling kind of stuff. So, because of Tucson sucks, I keep doing that Rob Schneider, you suck! You know, we have to reschedule our happy hour. I still want to do it. We're just going to figure out and adjust. And so my hope was when I was communicating with Carmen and Adriana yesterday that I would be able to hopefully, you know, I've been banging around where to do our Christmas function. So maybe our Christmas function's at Que Bonita this year. Because we know you're not going to be able to buy any of that Chinese crap anyway because of Brandon. So
empty shelves, Joe.
Empty shelves, Joe. It's all in 8 months he's plunged us into the depression of the 30s.
But I'm nice.
So sad to say, Tucson strikes again. Criminality has caused us to cancel, and we will reschedule. I'll tell you Monday where our happy hour will be, somewhere in that time frame. And then hopefully we can, hopefully in 50 days she'll be back, you know, at full force doing what she needs to do. And it'd be a great thing, you know, first of all, it'd be great to do a Christmas party in there anyway. It's cozy as heck. She does a great job decorating the place and all that stuff. And, you know, we'll figure out how to do a super terrific Que Bonita Christmas blowout would be my hope. So keep Carmen and Chuck and everyone in your prayers. And dear Tucson, you suck again. Just want to tell you. So, all right, let's go to the phones. Two gentlemen that, we're together. This is like when I called my parents in college. Jesse Lugo and Carlos Ruiz. Good morning, both of you gentlemen.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Chris.
Carlos, Jesse, welcome to both of you. So I hear we have a no on 206 match challenge. This sounds like a WWF thing. Hulk Hogan versus Big John Studd in a match challenge. What's our match challenge today to help get the word out that 206 hurts businesses? Oh, and hurts employees.
Jesse, you want to take that?
Go ahead, Carlos.
Okay, we have an anonymous donor who came in yesterday. And said if they would put in $1,000 if the Wake Up Tucson crowd and other people that would match that, they will match up to with another $1,000. So this anonymous donor is saying, raise $1,000, I'll put in $1,000. Generously offered here on the 15th. So we can use every single dollar that we had. You and I did this a couple weeks back.
Yep.
And the Wake Up Tucson people came in really generous, and we I said I'd do $1,000 if we go $1,000, and we raised a little over $2,000 that morning.
So let's do this again, Wakeys. If you can help the fight out here, Carlos called up yesterday. We're talking about everyone's fighting this to the end. That's part of this deal. So this is Tucson business owners, SALC. Those two groups are just going. They're going strong to the end. So I need you to go to no206.org, contribute what you can, and then we have an anonymous donor who will put in $1,000, match the first $1,000 that is raised. I would like to go above that if we can.
Yeah,
it's very easy. Yeah, go ahead, Jesse.
Go, Jesse.
Yeah, I do want to mention, Chris, the many individuals that I've spoken to said, well, I live in the county. And so my response to them was, okay. I said, that's great. I said, do you conduct any type of business within the city limits, which is south of the river, Houghton Road to the east, Valencia on the south, and Mission Road on the west side? I said, so you conduct business, then you work within the city limits. You have a vested interest now on Proposition 206. I said, so although you may not be able to vote, I'm sure you have contact lists, whether through emails or through social media. Send a message out, said vote no on Proposition 206.
Amen. Amen. All right. So donor. For the $1,000 match offer. And I just need the Wakeys. You guys have been amazing every time we've asked to do this kind of stuff. So one more push for this. It's going to be if this happens, it's going to be really tough for Tucson to get out of the hole again. So please, no206.org, and please give what you can. So, gentlemen, thanks for doing what you guys are doing. Anything else you guys want to say?
I'd just like to say, I've noticed some signs going out. I saw some signs on by the Tyrannosaurus Rex. I've seen them up Tankerverde. I've seen them on Swan and Speedway. So I've seen these signs going. So they're going out. We could use the money to print a few more signs to get awareness out. Do some more radio. So it's not over, and we just need to keep plugging away here till the end.
All right. Well, Jesse and Carlos, I appreciate what you guys have done on this. And again, you guys are taking time out of the other things that you do to, I think, do the right thing here. So thank you very much.
Yeah, one thing that's critical, Chris, and listening audience, is all the registered voters within the city of Tucson have received now their ballots. But we only have 19 days till Election Day, November the 2nd. So this is critical. So please, everybody's listened to your program this morning. Call some people and tell them to go to no206.org, make a donation, because we'll put that money to use immediately.
And then the easy thing, of course, to do is the idea that you guys, if you're getting your ballot, it's sitting there, don't throw it out. Go and put no on 206 and throw it back in the mail. You got to do that. Huge.
And there is another proposition. I'm going to talk about it, but just vote no for both of them.
Awesome. All right, Jesse and Carlos, totally appreciate
thanks,
it. You guys
Chris.
Have a good day.
Have a great day, Chris.
You too. Thanks for doing it. Hey, no206.org. Matt, put Barney on real quick, and we'll do. I don't want to put all three. That would drive me insane. Three people on the line at the same time. Oh, perfect. All right, Barney. Good morning, sir.
Oh, you can stand that much conservatism.
It's not the conservative. I already got enough voices. I already got enough voices in my head, Barney. I don't need three at a time.
Oh, sorry to hear
plus
that.
Plus the other seven.
Try to get the ball rolling. I'll go kick in 100. I think it's no on 206.org.
Just no 206.
No 206.org, the website. And, you put out a clarion call the other day. Somebody write an article. So All right, I got off my duff. I've been in touch with Sarah Gasson and her replacement, Kurt Prendergast, and just to try to lay groundwork. So I'm hoping they'll print a guest opinion for me, and I'll
That'd
try to make
awesome.
It as scathing as possible.
Beautiful. That's great, Barney. Thank you for doing that. Pat Hirsch also wrote a great letter to the editor that should be in today or tomorrow, too. So, but if you can get your column, and you did a nice job on your first one on this, so I'd love to see it in there.
I'm on it, Paul.
All right, my friend. Appreciate it. Thanks for priming the pump, as we say. So Barney's in for the first $100 on the match, no 206. So I feel like the way things are going, I want to do a hairband 80s, early 90s, then it died. A little hairband Friday for everybody here. So let's start off. This is for our friends at the Yes on 206. Dr. Feelgood starts off sounding good, but the more they start pumping the information into you, the worse you feel. Wake up, Tucson. 10 through the voice. Ah, there we go. You guys asked for Dokken. You got Dokken. Little Dream Warriors from the third Freddy Krueger movie, I believe. Not that I watch such stuff, but that's where we're at. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. We got Ron Arenas. We got Rocco at the top of the hour. We have the folks from the book Gastro Obscura. Basically, it's a world guide to food adventures. First class stuff. They do the Atlas Obscura books, which is a big travel guide. So we'll talk to the authors of that at about 7:30. Mr. McCluskey will be here. But we already got, let's see. let's see what we got here. We got two anonymous donations that one for $100 from a mysterious stranger that came out of the forest. And then we got another $500 coming in, which is great. Thank you. And then Barney was in for $100, and then listener Sergio just went in for $50. So we're getting there. I'd love to push this closer to, you know, we want to exceed the thou. One last stand here for Tucson small businesses. So welcome back. Let's get to all this blither blather I usually talk about on the show. I've already disappointed you by saying that Cape Bonita Happy Hour has been canceled and will be rescheduled due to vandalism. Someone broke into the place, started a fire, so we had some sprinklers going off. I saw a picture that you could actually see through the ceiling to the blue sky. So, Tucson, just wow. Just wow. Another good story. So I think the other part of the bad press going, it could be that, Matthew. So actually one last thing. I was just talking to the homeless guy who came in with it's an old conch shell that he had that he gave to me as part of
it's a shaman.
It's a shaman. He's blessing no206.org. And so I mentioned this a little bit yesterday. Why is this important, right? Because the business groups, once this thing got a thing, they slowly started moving away from it, right? Someone told me who's familiar with the Hispanic, you're going to love that. Everyone's so late to the game, right? Rankin comes out with his crap last week that there's a lot of problems. He should have came out with it when the damn thing hit the, when it was getting approved, in August, for God's sakes, right? Or July. So he had to wait till last week. Oh, what was the other one I was going to say here?
On it, just like Pete Buttigieg is.
Oh, we'll get the Pete Buttigieg. Don't you worry before it's all over. But so everything's so late. And I told these people in this conference call, the reason you have to fight, I understand that, the Hispanic Chamber, that I was going to say. Someone familiar with the Hispanic Chamber says, they're just going to come out with their framework of their argument against 206. As the great Jesse Lugo just said, there's 19 days to go, and now you're going to come out with it? So one day, so when someone
19 days to go and ballots are out, right, and people are voting right now, correct?
I got a new, I don't know if it's an adjective, adverb, or it can be used in various ways. If you're doing that, right, and this is what Rankin's doing, right, you Brinoviched it. All right, that's our new verb. You Brinoviched it.
Brno.
Right? And you're going to say, "Well, what does that mean, Chris?" Remember, he's going to tell you that he did a amicus brief in the Texas v. Pennsylvania election case. He'll say that. But if you read it, it says, "Please adjudicate this quickly." That's all it said. He didn't support Texas in their stance against Pennsylvania having a non-elected body, a non-legislature change voting rules that affected a presidential election. But he did. So that's why we call it, you Brinoviched it. All right. So what's going to happen is they're going to say, someone in their member is going to go, "Hey, man, what did the Hispanic Chamber do to fight the 206? They go, "Well, look at this. Now, don't pay attention to the date, but we did this." Okay. So what I told these professionals of these business organizations is that the average business owner in this towns is at their last, they're right at the edge. So we have Rona, health departments run by idiots like Dr. Cullen. You have unelected bureaucrats like Huckleberry, right? You have the elected fools at the city council and the 4Ds on the Pima County Board of Supes ruining lives for businesses, right? You have this PPP stuff that somehow your competitors got, but you didn't get, right? You have, you can't find employees because we have financed a new economic zombie class in America that doesn't need to get off their ass and work. Oh, now we have vaccine mandates, which at the same time is also helping cut the amount of people that want to work. I think that's one of the dirty secrets of what's going on in relation to the stuff going on at the ports is how many of the people that work at the ports don't want to get vaccinated. I think that's another angle to this story. So the Tucson business owners' hope is right at the edge. And if we don't stand up, if someone doesn't publicly stand up, I appreciate all these business groups, what they did to try to get this thing thrown off the ballot. But that is behind the scenes, inside baseball crap that the average person who owns the dry cleaner, the little Mexican restaurant, the little retail shop, or even Hugo, who owns the vape shop on Grant, right? Even Hugo isn't going to know what that means. That you any of that, they don't understand that the leadership part of this is you have to publicly take stands. And so that's what I love at No 206 is doing with Jesse and Carlos, the Tucson business owners at Ackerley Group. And yes, I've banged heads with Southern Arizona leadership for what, 12 years out of 12 years. But Ted and the crew are standing up a little bit here. You know, Ted's kind of coordinating a lot of the effort between these other groups, and which is great. You know, and I appreciate that. But the rest of them ran at the end because, oh, it's going to pass. They're running around saying it's going to pass anyway. I don't care. Fight. Wake up. All right. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. This is the official statement from Carmen on what went down at her place. You saw the commotion. We want to let you know we are okay. We had a vandal come on the roof and start a fire last night. It was a small fire, was contained quickly to the upstairs office. We're blessed. We had a quick response from the fire department, and so many of our Kay Bonita family came out to assist us. Unfortunately, due to water and electrical systems being cleaned up, we are without power. We're hoping that we will be back up and open next week as soon as we have everything cleared to reopen. So thank Jesus, none of it really hit a product, but it's the idea that because of where it was at, little bit of a hole in part of the roof, and then the electrical system. And then, you know, the great thing is when she puts in, you know, they fix the electrical system, the city of Tucson will be out by February to approve it. So that'll be good. We'll always remember that young man who owned Takamatsu. Remember the old Po folks on Speedway? And he's literally getting interviewed by the TV news. His business is in smolders behind him. And they said, "Sir, what's your biggest concern right now?" And he goes, "Well, of course I'm concerned for my employees. You know, that's how they pay their bills." And he goes, "And I'm scared to death of a rebuild because the city of Tucson is going to drag me through hell." That's what he was thinking of as his place. He wasn't like, he's like, "I'm properly insured. That's okay. But, oh God, I got to work with the city of Tucson." So I want to give KGun9 the kind of Bill Engvall, here's your sign headline. Officials say in Norway, say bow and arrow attack that killed 5 appear to be an act of terror. Thank you, geniuses. What else would it be?
It's not right? just the guns, Chris.
Right?
It's what's going on up here.
It's always about what's going on in there, right? If you don't have a gun, they'll figure out how to kill people. They'll run you over with a car. They'll do something. They'll poison you. They'll figure it out. Right? So, KGun9, thank you. Maybe you'll get an award like Tim Steller. Okay? Officials in Norway say bow and arrow attack that killed five appears to be act of terror. Let's continue. And I usually will say that KGun news-wise usually does a better job than most out there. Okay? Then here's another one from KVOA. What name in politics is the most poisonous right now across the board? It's Biden, right? I mean, we even got a guy, a Democrat, we'll get to it, a centrist Democrat, beating up the Biden administration in the pages of the Arizona Daily Star. This is an AP headline. Jill Biden out to flex political muscle in governor's races. If you're the Republicans, I'd be like, please send Jill Biden out there all the time and call her Jill Brandon or something when she comes around, right? That's what I'd be doing. Mrs. Brandon, whatever. So if the Democrats think sending someone with the last name of Biden out there is a winner, go for it. Tim Steller won a piece about his thing that said it's his Leslie Nielsen in front of the fireworks factory blowing up moment, right? That there's border panic at the border's really overrated. The panic at the border's overrated. And then it just got worse and worse, right? So now we have Yuma Sector Border Patrol agents find two little girls wandering on their own in the marshy area south of the Morello Dam. This is from Arizona Daily Independent. So again, having a 4- and a 6-year-old wandering around the marshes of Yuma by themselves, I would say Tim's probably right. There's nothing going on at the border. So, yikes. And then the other thing, this is very interesting. This is, John Backer. We know John Backer. He wrote this for the Arizona Daily Independent. Raytheon employees rally to stop COVID-19 vaccine mandate. On Thursday, Raytheon employees rallied outside the Tucson business headquarters in opposition to the vaccine mandate issued by the Biden administration. The mandate requires companies like Raytheon to have a vaccine. The company moved the date from December 31st to December 18th, to December 8th, or they will risk being fired. Remember I read you that wonderful Dantaya, whatever, I forgot what her last name is. She got this big, beautiful smile on the top of the picture. And she's like, well, you're gone if you don't get this done by the 8th. This is a rally, said Tracy, a Raytheon employee. And it's not a strike. We're not trying to harm the company. We want our company to succeed. But it seems we've gone off the rails a little bit as far as people's individual choices. I like working at Raytheon. I love Raytheon. I just want my company to come back to where it was. Tracy thanked Arizona legislators for passing a law sponsored by Nancy Bardo. If an employee receives a notice that an employee sincerely held relief practices or observances prevent them from taking the vax, the employer shall provide reasonable accommodation, unless that accommodation would pose undue hardship and more than the, here's a big word, de minimis cost. Ooh, I like that. So anyway, so we have that going on. And I'm going to tell you, man, you know, back to the thing that's going on with the port, you're going to see a bunch of those port folks don't want the vaccine. That's what's going on. Don't worry, we have all that other stuff, right? California destroying the gig economy, right? Which is a lot of owner-operator trucks. We know their idea that they want a lot of electrical trucks or greener trucks also is reducing the amount of trucks that can operate in their state. So, you remember when Trump was doing tariffs? He was kind of doing these unilateral tariffs on steel. And part of it was that there is some law that was passed eons ago that the government has the right, in relation to supplies that might hamper the country if anything ever happened to defend itself or things like that. How does that not play in with the supply chain stuff, even though it's Biden and his handlers? And then Matt's right. Let's get this out before we go to break. So Pete Buttigieg, who's the transportation secretary. Remember, he's the former, he went from South Bend, Indiana mayor to presidential candidate to Secretary of Transportation. All right. Remember, Pete Buttigieg is the guy in on the campaign trail that said America was never great. I don't know if you guys remember that. Okay. Pete Buttigieg. So think about what's going on in the world, right? What's going on in the world? We have friends of ours, possibly even Ron Arenas, who's coming up next, who's waiting for parts and stuff, right? That come from overseas. This is just the way of the world. So Pete Buttigieg and his husband must have adopted two babies. So they took their sweet little sepia-tone picture together in the hospital with the two babies. You're going to love this one. This is again, another thing where the Democrats overplaying their hands and losing their minds. Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, and with all the transportation woes going on and supply lines, has been on, you got it, paid leave since mid-August because they adopted babies. That is some of the most messed up crap I have ever heard in my life. All the suffering and tension and stress that's going on in the world of business because supply lines are screwed up. And the guy who's the head of the transportation department is on paid leave because him and his husband, Chasten, adopted two babies. It's not like either of them actually gave birth and have to recover, like all of our moms do. Okay? They adopted, bought, I don't know, a couple of babies, right? And he's on paid maternity leave since August. How many moms do you know that are workers who have done the give birth and then they're back doing their thing in like 2 weeks? This guy didn't do anything except pay for the adoption. And he's been off. He's been off for 2 months. Hashtag sick puppies. So when we come back, I'm going to brighten my day with my man, Ron Arenas. His beautiful wife, Janae, provided the studio with a beautiful bag of pumpkin chocolate chip cookies.
Thank you so much. Excellent.
Which goes perfect with my filthy pirate coffee in my new sarcasm mug. So, all right, you're on the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. You can't get more hair band than this tune right now. The poetic ramblings of the good people at Warrant. Welcome back to Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. We got a hell of a breakfast here today. We got filthy pirate coffee. We got pumpkin spice chocolate chip cookies from the great Mrs. Arenas. And then Rocco's got wings and pizza for us. So,
and a cheesesteak.
Where's the cheese? Oh, great.
I didn't have a knife, so you got to eat the whole cheesesteak.
Matt and I are going to eat it like the two pieces of linguine from Lady and the Tramp. Bella notte. Good morning to Rocco, Rocco's Little Chicago.
Morning.
And our friend Ron Arenas from Picture Rocks Heating and Cooling.
Good morning.
So first and foremost, were these baking in the house last night? Like he came home and the house smelled like pumpkin spice?
Yeah, she had them baked already, but yeah. We had a busy day yesterday. It was Luke's 17th birthday, so...
Oh, I thought you were going to say you had a busy day fixing air conditioners. You guys were partying for Luke's birthday.
We were. Well, we had a lot going on.
Now they're fixing heat systems, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Know? Everybody's like, oh, yeah, it gets cold here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Remember?
Under 60 degrees, Tucsonans are freezing.
So that was the thing, right? I'm not a run the AC guy. I want as much fresh air as humanly possible, right? But I do have those neighbors that it doesn't matter. It's right.
Yeah.
And so now that we're in winter, after Tuesday, I assume they're all cranking up their heat. So
they are. There's a lot of people cranking up their heat. This weekend it's supposed to be 90 degrees, so you're going to hear the air conditioners going all day this weekend.
It's the transition, as they like to say. So 790-2040. Let's go to Al on line two. He's got an AC question for Ron Arenas. Al, what's going on, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Well, my question is, okay, I have a heat pump. Does it matter if you get it checked out before the winter?
Say it one more time. You broke up.
Okay, I have a heat pump. Does it matter if you get it checked out before the summer or before the
winter? Before the winter.
Right, right. Yeah, you should. You really should. I mean, that from our long, hot summers that it's running so often, you really should get it checked out just so that you know that it's going to be working properly throughout the winter.
But it being it's the same unit, it doesn't matter what time of year you have it checked out.
No, not necessarily. You can have it checked out in the spring or the summer.
Get it checked out, even like we do a spring one,
right?
What your guys are checking for is something that's still going to see if there's something wrong. One day, if it ever when it kicks into a heat pump,
right
part, you're going to know.
Right, we're checking it. We're making sure everything's clean, making sure that there's not any pre-existing problems that's going to give you a failure when you need it.
Yep. All right, Al. Have a good day, my friend.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Take care. Have a good weekend. 790-2040. What's the kind of technological future of ACs? If we went to the National AC Show together, I assume there's such a beast exists.
There's some different shows. Yeah, everything they're trying to go everything inverters, which is a variable speed air conditioner. That's what the ductless units are.
Right.
And now the whole home systems, they're going into inverters. But at this point of time, we can't get any of that because...
Don't say supply chain.
Because because all of our circuit boards are sitting on ships in the harbor.
So explain an inverter, what that does, as opposed to what my heat pump thing's doing now.
Right. So an inverter unit, it's a variable speed unit where it ramps up and ramps down according to your load.
Okay.
So you could be running on a nice day like today, if you wanted air conditioning or heating and it's fairly mild, it might only be running at 30%.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So instead of pulling 20 amps, it might only be pulling 7 or 8 amps.
So it's not an on or off system like a traditional
air conditioner.
Correct.
It's not 100% on, 100% off. It's always fluctuating according to its need.
Well, that sounds fantastic,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, it is. It gives you more comfort, and it really saves you on electricity.
Cool.
How about zonal? When they going to figure out the zonal part, right? Like, because you have like a hot upstairs or cooler downstairs, and how it distributes the air to each one. Have they figured that one out yet?
Not necessarily.
Right, because if you have those through-the-wall units, those little whatever things, you can do that better.
Right, the ductless units.
Right.
Yeah, that's really the way to go. But there's always cost. There's cost involved with that.
Right. When you travel to other countries, everybody's got a mini split in each little living area.
Yeah, yeah, those ductless units, yep.
So, in Japan, nobody runs air conditioners at all, even though it's swampy as heck, But in their bedroom, they might.
Right, sure. Okay. Well, are you going to the next air conditioning show?
I am.
When's that?
We're going to Vegas in a couple weeks, and that's going to be an air conditioning conference, and then there's one also in March.
Okay. Tell me about football. This is important. Your son plays for CDO.
It is. They have a game tonight. They're going down to Walden Grove in Sahuarita.
Okay. Which always sounds like Walnut Grove from Little House on the Prairie.
Right.
So, how are they doing so far?
They're doing a lot better. They started 0-3, but now they're 3-3. So they're on a win streak. They're playing together. They look good.
They're pulling out close games also.
They are.
Which is good.
Yeah. Yeah, their defense is creating turnovers. They're moving the ball on offense, and they look good.
And what side of the ball does your son play on?
He starts on the offensive line. Actually, the offensive line plays every offensive snap.
Right.
But then he also rotates about 50% of the defense, plays on the defensive line also.
Gotcha. Okay.
Oh, cool.
Well, yeah. Good luck to the Dorados as I head down to Walnut Grove and play some football against Mr. Olson's team.
So, yeah. So, thank you.
Again, 440-4069, picturerockscooling.com. And again, before that first real kick of your heat pump comes on, give Ron a call, 440-4069, and have him come in and do the checkup before we get into winter.
Right.
So, all right, holidays today. It's National Mammography Day. We just had our friends from Radiology Limited on. It's breast cancer awareness, of course. It's National Pug Day for the dog. I used to have a pug, and if you want to get a good laugh, go to our YouTube channel, and there's a discussion between Joe and Chris called Kill the Pug. And
oh, no.
I'll explain it another day. National Mushroom Day. And National Cheese Curd Day. So let's talk about Cheese Curd Day. So you're a Midwestern fella, right? You got your Wisconsin Dells Wisconsin shirt on.
Right.
So explain to people, what is it? What is a cheese curd?
Cheese curd is the raw material for something like a cheddar, where you compress it in a block into a cheese.
Right.
So when you use rennet to actually curdle the milk, you get clumps, and that's what a cheese curd is.
And then the Midwesterners figured, hey, we should figure out how to batter this and fry it.
Indeed. Yeah.
Really good when they first come out.
Right.
30 seconds later, right. Pencil eraser?
Yeah, they're pretty bad. And they're even good if you get some fresh ones just in the grocery store, because they'll squeak when you bite into it. Yeah.
That's true.
That's how you know it's a good cheese curd.
Yeah. All right, we're going to be back on the other side talking food. Rocco, you're sure welcome, of course, to hang out with us and talk cheesesteaks and pizza. So you're on the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk.